if St. Petersburg is Russia's face toward Europe, an unmistakably European face lit up Moscow last night. At their first concert ever in Russia, Bono and the band U2 exhorted fans to think of themselves in more cosmic terms.
Maybe this is a moment you can take your phones out. We'll turn this Olympic Stadium into the Milky Way.
At which point, the concert arena became a sea of twinkling lights as fans held their cell phones aloft.
There's this beautiful country in Russia. Ancient and modern.
To cheers of affection, the band that shares a name with an American spy plane, shot down by the Soviets back in 1960, greeted 50,000 Russian fans in a downpour that drenched the performers but did not dampen audience spirits. Russian concertgoers could be mistaken if they found the giant floating video projection of the Edge's head a little Lenin-like.
The band invited former Soviet underground rocker Yuri Shevchuk to the stage to join in Bob Dylan's Knockin' on Heaven's Door. Shevchuk has been publicly critical of the Kremlin, and he petitioned Bono to raise human rights issues during his meeting with Russia's president.
By concert time, it was all smoke, lights, and peace signs, and another wall down. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montagne.